We good?
He's just laying down.
So Ned's now back in his seat. Good evening, everybody. It is now 6 o'clock. We will go ahead and get started. Welcome to the Monday, August 2nd, 2021 meeting for the town of Federalsburg. We will start with the prayer of invocation from Pastor Rooks.
Thank you. I'd like to thank you again from the Fellowship of Ministerial Association for allowing us to pray before your meeting. Dear God, we ask your blessings on the people who have been called to lead the community in which we live and work and play. Help them as leaders to not ask first, how do we fix this, but what do we need to learn? How might we need to change, and to whom do we need to listen? Remind them that they are not only leaders, but also servants, and that it is their responsibility and ours to serve the common good of all. Remind them that no matter where we live, everyone is our neighbor, our siblings, and that throughout the ages, prophets have called the leaders of the people to respect and protect the least of those among us, our children, the elderly, the poor, those who are hungry, those who have no homes, those who are ill in body, mind, or spirit, the strangers and immigrants in our midst, those who live on the margins, those who are alone, those who are forgotten. Grant them and us the wisdom and courage to know and do what is right and good and true. May they and we speak out when it's time to speak out and listen patiently and receptively when it is time to listen. May they and we always be guided by the spirit of community, by the spirit of justice, and by the spirit of love. Let us move forward to build a better community. This we pray in the name of Jesus, all that we hold sacred and holy, all that we hold good and right and true. May it be so. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you very much. Next, we have the welcome to the Pledge of Allegiance. Good to see everybody. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. The Pledge of Allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Next was the approval of the previous month's minutes. You guys will be getting those within the next week, and then we will just vote on them at the next meeting. Next is the ARPA CSLFRF drawdown to replace lost revenue. Larry?
Yeah, Madam Mayor, members of the council, this is the first drawdown from the town's allocation under the American Rescue Plan and the coronavirus state and local fiscal recovery funds. We were allocated the first share. $1,310,887 on Monday, July the 26th. Certain expenditures are allowed under federal law. A lot of others that are beneficial aren't under this federal law. One of those is to replace lost funds. This is the first drawdown. There will be others. This is for lost inspection fees. As it's stated that now the town didn't perform inspection fees on site for residential properties from March 2020 through the beginning of May 2021. This is for the purposes of not serving to have individuals either be infected or infect any of the town staff or each other. So it was meant as a first of all, recognize the lockdowns we were under, quarantines, and the desire not to have staff become a vector for propagating the virus. So that's why for a period of 14 months no inspections were done. The town budgeted $20,000 and collected $6,330, which resulted in a shortfall of $13,670. So staff is requesting the first drawdown of $13,670 to go into the town treasury for the purpose of making up the lost revenue for inspection fees.
So I'm assuming that we are now starting back our inspections, and we are running down through the list of people that need their residence inspected?
Correct.
Okay. Does anybody have any questions?
No.
If not, I'll take a motion to allow the drawdown to replace the lost inspection fees.
I'll make a motion that we allow the drawdown to replace the lost inspection fees during the pandemic.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? Motion passes. Okay, next is the service line and leak protection program. Larry?
Yeah, Madam Chair, members of the council, this is a follow-up from Ms. Sawarski's presentation at the last meeting on the National League of Cities service line warranty program. This is a voluntary program for town residents who receive water and sewer service from the town. It is for an extra addition onto the water bill for maintenance and repairs up to $8,500 per year at monthly rates for the benefit of the audience. That extra is $5.75 for the water line, $7.75 for the sewer line, and the in-home plumbing, which is up to $3,000 per call, unlimited during the course of the year, is $9.99. This is the opt-in program, not the opt-out program. So information, if Mayor and Council approve, will go to the residents who can then contact. They'll get this information packet, see if it's right for them, see if they want all or some of that monthly service, and it just becomes another option for town residents to receive the service. We'll see the bill on the water bill, but town will not receive that. That will go to the third party for the service provider. The town attorney had a chance. We've got the report as well as the marketing agreement in your agenda packet. The town attorney could not be here tonight and reviewed it. She said this was an email at 2:49 this afternoon. I reviewed the contract and have no concerns. It is a 3-year term, and I generally like the provision to terminate for any reason, but with no cost to the town, and I don't see any issue in approving it as is.
I have a question. I thought the last time we discussed this, that this particular program was that the town itself had nothing to do with it, that the company would be directly billing the residents that opted to subscribe to
Correct.
That service.
Correct. It won't show on their water bill, though.
No, but it'll be a charge. It'll be a charge for utility services.
Yes, but it's not on our. It won't show on our water bill as a line item.
Correct.
Okay,
right.
That was confusing.
Right.
I just wanted to make sure.
You will be billed as if it is another monthly charge on your utility service, not from the town, though.
Right, it's coming from that company.
Correct.
And
okay.
It was a monthly charge.
Correct.
Right, okay.
Thank you.
They're going to do the mailing. They would do the solicitation to all the residents. We would just provide them with a list of residential addresses off of our, like what we send water bills to?
Correct.
Okay. Do you guys have any thoughts, discussions?
No, I mean, I think it's a good program to make available and let people decide on their own if that's something that suits their needs.
I kind of feel the same way. If it doesn't cost us anything, it's not. It's right. There's nothing out of our pocket. They deal with the company.
And they have, you know,
complete.
It's entirely up to them if they use that service or not.
And what we're talking about, because I don't know if everybody understood from his description, is basically an insurance program that a national company has come to the town for and asked us if they had permission to use our name and get our approval before they send anything out to town residents. And it's an insurance program for your water and sewer lines. So if you were to have a sewer line stopped up by roots and they had to come and dig it up and replace part of your sewer line, this company would pay for that. And it will cost the residents. It's not a town. We're endorsing the company. We think it's a worthwhile thing, but it's nothing really to do with the town. You will be getting mail from this company outlining all the rates. And as Mr. Larry said, it covers the water lines from where the town stops working on them to your house. It covers the sewer lines to the road where the town would stop working on them. So for, I think it was $12 a month roughly, you would have your water and sewer lines covered if anything would happen, and they would pay up to $8,500 multiple times a year. I believe it was every instance with no limits.
Says
unlimited. Yeah. So, I mean, if you had two or three times in a year that you had to get your water line, which you shouldn't, obviously, you get it fixed once, you would expect it to work. But if for some reason your water line broke twice and a plumber had to come fix it, this company would pay that bill up to $8,500 multiple times in a year for a cost of $7 a month, roughly. And that was monthly, not on the water bill payment.
Monthly.
Yes. So that's what we're talking about. It's an insurance program. Somebody you'll be getting letters from in the mail about to see whether or not, as a town resident, you would want an insurance to cover your water and sewer line should something happen to them.
So it's not a mandatory
thing.
No.
Completely optional.
There was one that was you had to opt out, and we didn't want that. Mm-hmm. This one, if you can read it, somebody could read through the information. If it's something that you wanted to buy into, then you could get that insurance program for your house.
And if you don't want it, throw it away, and you won't.
Right.
You won't automatically start receiving the bill. You have to physically call or email them to set it up before you will receive the bill on it.
Yeah.
So just so everybody knew what we were actually talking about. But as far as the program, no, I have no problems with them using the letterhead and sending out this.
Good. Okay, if that's the case, can I get a motion to go ahead and allow the company to advertise to our residents the availability of the service line and leak protection program?
I'll make a motion. We go ahead and agree to the service line leak protection program. Let them use our letterhead address.
We need to allow you to sign the agreement, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? Okay, motion passes. Next is the sidewalk ordinance amendment update.
Yeah, Madam Mayor, members of the council, the sidewalk ordinance continues to make its way through the process. What we've got there in front of you is the draft language. It's an amendment to Chapter 197, which currently Article 1, 2, and 3 constitute seven sections. And each section, each article has got its own violation and permit section. So those redundant violation and permit sections have been reduced down to one violation and permit section, which is now Section 197-3. 197-1 speaks to permitting. 197-2 speaks to the restoration, repair, and repaving of the area that's been worked on. And currently, the sections 1, 2, and 3, articles 1, 2, and 3, rather, go through section 197-1 to 197-7. This makes those seven sections three, but staff still recommends to leave the language of 197-4 to 197-7, but reserving those sections for additional text amendments should anything else be added to the sidewalk ordinance. Right now, there's no legislative action requested, but staff would appreciate any direction on the language at this point before we move forward with finalizing it, which we can do with the next meeting.
Do you guys have any changes or?
Nothing that stood out to me, no.
I don't either.
So I guess you can go ahead and have Lindsay start drafting up the one for us to work on.
Yeah.
Thank you. Okay, next is personnel policies and resolution 2021-03. Larry?
Yeah, Madam Mayor, members of the council, this is the required resolution to change the or amend the employee personnel manual. As we discussed last meeting, certain actions at the federal level have required amendment to the personnel policies, specifically holiday schedule with the addition of the Juneteenth federal holiday. That section needed to be amended to add the Juneteenth holiday. Also, there was the discussion about holiday pay. relative to the police department, and the police department's regular hour is a 12-hour day, not an 8-hour day. So the holiday pay section needed to be amended to show that. And then relative to the American Rescue Plan, terms of agreement, certain sections needed to be added to demonstrate that the town is in compliance, as we say we are. Those pertain to whistleblowing, and part of that was deleted at the page, at the top of page 50, but that language was taken right out of the agreement, the federal agreement that was signed and submitted. Section, the next section pertains to the Hatch Act, which has to do with limits of certain political activities of state and local government employees when there's federal funding involved. And the third section has to do with lobbying, and with lobbying language has now been amended to include the code section specific, the code of federal regulation section specifically cited in the federal agreement. So this aligns our personnel policies with the federal agreement that we've already committed to.
Okay. Did anybody have any questions on those?
No.
No.
Okay, seeing none, can I get a motion for us to approve Resolution 2021-03, updating the Employee Personnel Manual to include the following: Juneteenth holiday, police holiday pay level, and the ARPA terms of agreement for personnel impact.
Make a motion we approve Resolution 2021-03.
I second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All those opposed? Motion passes. Next, we have the Fiddlesburg Activity Center, Pastor Pam and Wendy. I must call you Lying Wendy. You can step up to the podium, please. Yep, no, you can step right up there. State your name and go ahead.
Pastor Rick's too.
Yes.
He's Activity Center. Pastor Pam Bockhart, Wendy Gardner, and Pastor Rick's. I was here about a year ago talking about the Fiddlesburg Activity Center, and we had your great endorsement. Everybody thought it was a good idea. And I want to thank the mayor, because every time we've reached out to her for help, she's given it to us. We've applied for grants. She sent us a beautiful, beautiful letter that recommended grants and that what good it would do for the community. From that time, we've been meeting every Tuesday faithfully at 11 o'clock, and it's been a real struggle, but we've come forward with so much. We have our 501c3. We have blueprints for renovating the building. We have permits. We put about, what, 40,000? I think. Okay. Into it already. We were given a wonderful idea of that we could have a grant from the state. It was a sizable grant, $400,000. And we were all excited because we thought everything was going to be great. Well, when we found out, we had to make sure that the owner would sign off on some papers. And the owner of the building, Mr. Holliday, was reluctant to do that. And instead, he's offered us the building. And he's offered it to us at a very fair price, a fair price. And it's $190,000. And he's giving us a $50,000 donation, so we'll have a mortgage of right around $140,000. The problem is, we are a 501c3, and trying to go to the bank and get a mortgage has been difficult. We're to the point now where we're asking for grant money. We're asking for any help that maybe you can come up with. Do you want to talk?
Yes, I'd just like to make one correction. The grant from the state, she said $400,000, it was $100,000.
Oh, it was $400,000. There was the A missing part. It was $400,000.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
$400,000 would have been fabulous.
Yeah.
We'll take that.
Yeah. Doesn't make any difference because we don't have it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You want to say anything?
We have a lot of plans, and even though we stumble along the way, we have a goal, and our sight is on the goal, and we're diligent. We've gone to some of the businesses to try to get
donations, but we're also at this point working on not just a pledge from businesses and individuals, but to draw up a contract which has teeth in it. The bank will accept that as teeth, that somebody is committed to, say, for a year, 3 years, whatever, to do a monthly donation. That way, that money is strictly for the mortgage. It's nothing to do with the construction inside or other things that we need for the facility. We've basically have walls up. Mm-hmm. If you ever peek in that window, you'll see that there are walls, studs, that are there. So there has been a lot of progress in that building. And at this point, it's we're pursuing other grant opportunities as well. We do have things in the works, but right now the stumbling block is the mortgage.
So can I ask a question? So did you approach Mr. Holliday? Was he interested in maybe like letting you buy it from him and like pay the monthly as a rent-to-own kind of thing? He's not interested in this.
We did, and he's not. He told us very, very honestly that he's not in real estate, so he's not going to do that for us.
Okay.
But he is very excited about what we're going to use the building for. He's been approached by other people, and he didn't like what they were offering for the use of the building. He is 100% behind what our purpose is for this building.
Okay.
And he, like I said, he's given us $50,000 as startup money once we get the mortgage.
Okay. And so will, so where have you applied like for the mortgage? Like, will they take that you have, and is there restrictions on the $100,000 grant that you received that you could maybe start paying the mortgage while you're fundraising? I don't know what the restrictions on the grant.
There are restrictions on the $100,000 grant. It has to basically be for the renovations.
Gotcha. Okay.
Of the building. Yeah, and we was talking to a bank right here in town, so you know the bank is only one. to try to get the mortgage, and so we're still working. The problem came in because when he gave us the building, he gave it to us for 6 years. And we got the grant based on that, we thought. But you know how the government has sometimes stipulations in their granting process. And so they told us that in order for them to give us $100,000, we would have to have a 16-year lease from Doug Holloway. And he didn't want to do the 16-year lease.
Right.
So now we're trying to purchase the building.
Because we originally asked about just buying the building, and he didn't want to sell it, which is how you ended up in the rental agreement, and now he's willing to sell it.
Yes.
Exactly. Okay. And that all that has changed.
Right. Okay.
All that has changed.
He's actually presented to the Fiddlesbrook Activity Center the contract. He had his lawyer draw up, and our lawyer has reviewed it. So.
Okay.
I mean, there's a lot of positives.
Yeah, it sounds great. I mean, I've looked in the windows. There's a lot going on. So down there, you guys are moving along.
Yes. I just want y'all to know we still work. Yeah. And the reason for it, really, is because we just believe that I've been pastoring here. Well, I was with my pastor for 20 years, and then he died, and I took over, so I've been back there for 7. And we noticed that they do have some sporting programs in this town for young people. But all kids don't play sports. And so them kids who don't play sports, they have nothing basically in this town. So we believe that they need a place where they can go, a safe place, because walking the streets is not where we want our young people in this town. So we want them to grow up where they can learn how to get along with each other, the correct values and morals in life. And we also teach them life classes, how to be successful in life. But we was also interested because we also felt the same way in some way for senior citizens. that we would have a place for them where they can go every day, because what we have learned, I've learned as a pastor, there's many senior citizens in our community that get no visits, and all they do is sit in their house. And I think it's time for us as a community to do something about that.
They could also be good mentors for the youngsters.
Yes, yes.
There's also been talk about having classes like yoga,
mm-hmm,
or other opportunities, mm-hmm, art classes. You know, the world's
open. Yeah, no, I think it could add great value, and there's a lot that could be done there. You could do like mock interviews. You could do Dress for Success. I mean, there's lots of stuff that could be done that people are just, you know, just need a, you know, half an hour, you know, just to talk to somebody. So
Jeannie Trice from the public library, she was at one of the meetings that we had with her husband, and her husband has done a lot of economic development through the four counties, and he talked about all kinds of opportunities to partner with businesses that have training programs that they could help the youth to find viable employment, and you know, what they need to do, presenting skills for writing resumes,
mm-hmm,
and dressing for success, what businesses expect when you begin a job, just all kinds of opportunities. So it's, you know, a real wonderful opportunity for all ages in this community to come together as a community.
You just need to win the lottery and buy the building.
Yeah.
How long do you have before the state grant's gone?
That is a question that we're going to have to get Ron, Chapman Ron, to investigate. I was thinking about that. Actually, I was down in Alabama. But I was thinking about that same question.
I mean, because that, you know, that
right,
kind of gives you your time frame of how quick you really need to press for that mortgage on there.
Yes. Yes. So we'll get him to investigate that, make that call.
Can I circle back around? I just want to make sure I understand. Initially, you guys entered into a rental agreement with the owner, and you started your renovations, and so you have a lease with him?
Yeah,
correct.
It was 6 years.
So, and he's decided that he wants to sell the building?
Yes.
Before your six-year lease is up?
No.
Sell to them.
It was because the state grant, in order for us to get the $100,000 for the renovations, the state grant said we would have to have a 16-year lease.
Okay.
As part of.
So
we had to go back to him, and he said, nah, not 16, but
okay,
he would sell the building to us.
And how long is he giving you to get all your finances in order before he looks to another buyer?
I don't think there is a time frame.
Okay.
He's working with us.
Okay.
He realizes we put out grant applications. We have a grant application with Mr. Dyer. We have several other grant applications. And he hasn't really talked about that.
Okay.
He said he believes in our cause, and he'll support us as much as possible. So.
Okay. Well, you have a six-year lease anyway. I mean, you've signed a six-year lease. The biggest thing is the $100,000 when the expiration of the $100,000
right,
grant is. That's really what your time frame is,
right,
as far as getting the mortgage.
With the lease, we don't get the $100,000.
Right, correct.
Right.
Right. So, but if you have 2 years to use that, then you can continue to do some work, fundraise, and work on the mortgage versus if it expires in
right,
a year. We need to try to figure out the way to get the mortgage and get it switched over so the property is sold.
Yes.
Right, okay.
Yes.
To you guys.
Thank you.
Right. Okay, great. Sounds good. We'll put our heads together and see if we can start helping you guys try to figure out something.
Thank you. We appreciate it.
Sure, absolutely. It's a worthy cause. And then if you can, Pastor, when you figure out what the time frame is for the grant, you guys can just let us know so we know what kind of time frame we're working under to try to get you some help.
Okay.
Thank you.
Sure. Thank you. Okay, next we have public comment. If you are here to speak for public comment, you can step up to the podium. You have 2 minutes. Please state your name and your address for the record.
Hey. Hi, my name is Latana Bowens, and I'm a member of the Preston Circuit in Preston, Coppinson Ross Church. Our pastor and our congregation, we wanted to do a community outreach and walk through the town and speak to young people, old people, middle-aged people, whoever, who, like, because of the recent drug overdoses that had been going on, we wanted to do a community outreach and just walk through the community and then end our walk, like, at the pavilion down at the marina and just, you know, talk to people, and our pastor can say some encouraging words. But we didn't have a date, so we wanted to come to the town and ask, you know, what, like, a Saturday would be good so that the police could be, you know, up there, you know, what we're walking through.
And then, so were you going to use the marina resources just for, like, a kind of gathering kind of?
Yes.
Okay.
And would it be fun for us to hand out waters and pamphlets? I mean, I didn't know during this whole COVID thing, were you allowed to just do something like that?
I guess, I mean, that's up to the person to take it. If they're uncomfortable, then they, you know, they might not accept it. But, I mean, I don't see why you couldn't.
Right.
I mean, so what I would do is, like, the date that you guys are looking at, just communicate with Town Manager DeRee and let us know what you're interested in doing and what your route is. And we can just let people know that you guys will be doing that.
Okay. So do you have an actual, like a Saturday, like a belt? Or what we didn't want to be, like, where anything else is going on in the town?
Huh? Right now, all the weekends in August and Labor Day are already booked.
Right, so
it would be
sometime in September. Right.
Might be cooler then anyway.
Okay.
Yeah.
For walking.
Okay, but so I need to speak to you about
that. Yeah, you can shoot me at a cart, either one of us. We don't have the book handy, we have the book in the other rooms.
Okay.
But I would encourage you to do it sooner than later if you, you know,
right.
Well,
we'll
those weekends will fill up.
Today, that would be great. Okay. And I didn't know
Yeah, you can actually, if you want to give it to Tom Engstry, then he would have your contact information.
Okay.
Don't ask me why I'm here. But we have a very persuasive minister, and when she points her finger at you, you better get where you're supposed to go. I'm sure you've all heard of the celebration for the unknown soldier's grave that's going on all over the country, all over the world. And it's going to, some things are going on now, but we're centering on 9/11. They're asking people from the churches, and if you have a bell, everybody ring their bell 21 times, because that's how old it is. But what we want to do is, as you know, I already do the fire bed downtown. I will do it with flags. And I will go to the meeting tomorrow night at the BFW, and they will give me more flags. And she wants to do the whole Main Street. So we can do all the flower beds down Main Street. But what we can't do is talk to the people that own the stores. We'd like them to do something in the windows. You know, just flags or something. And I will speak to my grandson. I'm sure that they will do something down there in his store. But I know I can't get around his stores. But if you would just have a meeting, I can bring you information this week. I didn't know I was going to do this. So I don't have it done. But anyway, it's a wonderful time to have a celebration for this. It's a lot of interesting stuff that you don't know and I didn't know. And I'll get it all typed up and bring it down to the office. And you all can all look at it and see what you've got time. It's not until November. Hey, we're not going to do that much anyway.
Wait, are you doing September 11th?
Or is it for Veterans Day in November?
Is it Veterans Day or is it 9/11 for the remembrance of... No, okay, I just...
That would be September.
That's closer than...
Yeah, September.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's September.
Well,
okay.
I mean, you're really not going to... I'll tell you what I'd like to see you do. Did I hear a boom? Those flags, like they have in Easton.
Yes.
Wouldn't they be gorgeous up each side of our...
I will tell you, the Lions Club is talking about that.
Good,
so
good.
We're
well,
looking
you've got,
into.
You've got the Historical Society to work with you. You've got the Lions Club to work with you. You've got the Fire Company to work with you. I mean, you've got a lot of people. We've only got Christ Church and the BFW. But we'll be glad to help you. But we will take care of the flags that need to be put out. Because the BFW told me that when I needed flags, they'd give them to me. So. That's all I can tell you right now. But at least you know a little bit. And I'll tell you one thing. When this minister comes to you, point your finger at her. She's, I told her she's like Uncle Sam during World War II, pointing his finger at you. Thank you.
Yeah, don't forget your cane. So if you get it to Christy, then we can work with you for if there's like some kind of flyer or something that we can help distribute and certainly post on Facebook to get everybody to do the same in their yards. Thank you.
What's the mouth chart?
Next. I don't know. You guys can queue up. I don't know.
Oh,
watch the cable.
You're fine. Just don't trip.
You'll need to borrow the cane if you do.
My name is Becky Reed, and I live at 119 Green Ridge Road. And Mayor, I just wanted to thank you and the council maybe for getting involved in getting the swale fixed up there, and to Steve Dyatt also. And Steve said that maybe in another week the road would be fixed so we can get rid of the barrel up there. And have it done. And the other thing is, I think the town should have some sandbags, because when that swale is flooding, it really, it's damaging, as I told you. Yeah.
Right.
So if the town could invest in some sandbags, that would be really good. And again, thank you very much for getting involved.
You're welcome. It looks much better than it did.
It does.
Your garden is lovely, so I can see why you want that protected. So
okay, thank you.
Thank you.
I'll take me half hour to get up here. My mom's 83 and got one cane. Now I'm 60 and got two canes. I haven't seen you guys for a long time. Softball league. The little league, I guess it's been 2 years now. They told me that they pulled out of the field. They were no longer going to use it. They didn't care what we did. They were going to Denton play. And so then we went ahead this year. They didn't have nothing all year. So we decided to have a spring league. And I tried to get down here, but every time I called, I didn't know how to do that television thing. Talk to you. But we got a spring league going right now on Sundays. We got six teams, and that's more than we've had in 4 years. And in the fall, we already got 18 signed up. But the thing is we need a new roof on our concession stand and new roofs on the dugout. Now, I know we have to have a permit, right? I mean, we don't just come in and put shingles on without the inspector looking at it, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we would need to have John
work
with that.
Yeah, he'd have to come and look. And he'll see, as soon as he looks at the dugouts, he'll see that they're in very bad shape. And we got a few contractors that are volunteering to help if we get the materials. So we're going to start having some fundraisers, try to get a little bit of money together. We're self-sufficient, yeah, but we don't have a whole lot. And the field is in terrible shape, but we do the best we can. If you fall down, you're going to be ate up with sandbirds. But that's everywhere up there. But anyway,
I think all of
them. We're going to put a flag pole down and sand it and get a flag back up there. We haven't had a flag for about 4 years. And before I got at it the last time, we had a flag every year. BFW give us one. But the flag pole needs to be sanded down
put it back. But that's little things we can do. Try gas today. I went out and picked up a brand new 40-gallon hot water heater. They gave it to me.
Nice.
Brand new. Wayne Cole, what's the scoreboard fixed? He said he don't care what it costs. He didn't put it up there to be blank. He wants to see scores on there. Wayne Cole is a big backer of us. Kevin Blades and Shane Red are big backer of us now. We do pretty good. We got a lot of young kids up there. Beneath, they're 20 years old and 18 and stuff, and they're having a ball.
Nice.
We got Tom Corsi cooking in the shack. He'll put green peppers and onions on your burger now. But he cleans up very good. Marty Meredith come up and did $300 worth of work on an ice machine and told us we didn't know him nothing.
Great.
So we got people donating stuff. But what I want to know is people, like Junior League, let them play up there two games. But they put a big, big, big mound out there. And you can't have that mound for softball. When the ball hits, it fly up and hurt somebody. But they never can let me know if they want to come back or not. James Jackson runs the teams now. And I'm more or less, I come to ask you guys for permission to have a spring league and a fall league. And we've always got along. You tell me what you need done, and I'll do it. But there's one question. I know the squeaky wheel gets the grease. But I'm going to throw this out here, and if I'm not supposed to be involved in it, I'll be okay. But the signs for companies out in the outfield, Marty told me that he still pays rent to have a sign out there. Now, if these guys are paying rent for all these signs, shouldn't that money go towards the field?
I don't know anything about
that's
somebody collecting. I mean,
every time I get into it, everybody kind of just shuts up and walks away.
So it doesn't come to the town. So it could have been, a little league
thing. I understood that back in the day. But if Little League has gave the field away and they went up in debt to play, then why shouldn't we get the money?
So who do they write the check to?
Yeah.
I don't like saying names. I'll talk to you privately sometime.
That would be a fabulous idea because that's where we will start.
Sometime, because I don't want to just throw somebody under the bus if I don't know exactly what's going on.
Right.
That's town property, and if they're collecting money for...
They want to put a sign out there.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, I don't care if you put a sign out there. Well, then we have to pay you rent. I said,
it was done as a fundraiser for Caroline Little League.
Right.
Yeah.
However many years
go.
Ago.
Right.
I mean, some of them signs have been there
forever.
A long time.
We've got a pile of signs over there, Preston Ford, old ones and stuff that are piled up. And that's another thing, is the little shed that we got. Some people say it can be repaired. Some people say it can't. And that's where we put our drag mower in there and our lime machines and stuff like that. We can't keep our lime in there now. And Ed's been up there, seen the shed. I don't know. Do I have to have a permit to rebuild it too?
Yeah, John will work with you for whatever permits he needs to straighten everything out of there.
No, John's not here.
That's Tom Hedgedry. But John, he'll work with. We'll make sure we get John your information.
He can give my phone number. He can call me. I'll be glad to talk to him.
Anything under 200 square foot, you don't need a permit.
Well, actually, I don't know how to do that.
I would say meet the one that
needs. It's town property, so the town doesn't have to get a. Even though they're using it, it's still owned by the town,
right.
So the town doesn't
need
a permit.
Need a permit
anyway. You would need to inspect it.
Right, okay.
They wouldn't need a permit.
Okay, so just let them know when the work's done.
That's why I come to you and ask permission to play on your field. That's your field.
Okay,
we used to have to ask a lot of questions.
Okay, we give them
I go all the way back to 94. I dealt with Ben Happersat as a mayor. He brought two little beer cans and a plastic bag of beer to the town meeting. But anyway, we try to keep all that down, and so far we've been doing real good. We had a girl and a boy getting an argument up there, but that's a sports game now. But there wasn't no harm to anybody. Looking forward to keep it going. I'm getting older now and let the young ones take over. But I still want to make sure it's pretty because I love the ball field.
I'm glad they're involved. I'm glad you guys are taking care of it. I'm happy to see it get used.
You have any more trouble with vandalism?
The Fellowsburg Police, well, I called and thanked them. Somebody kicked their door in again. Tom has to take all his snacks, everything home with him. Because they kick the door in all the time. But I put bolts in there now, and Eric down the hardware said that you had to drive a bulldozer through her.
Is that what they're going in there for?
Yeah, they're going in there looking for
stuff. Food?
There's nothing in there.
Okay.
There's nothing in there because Tom takes it all. And if you want ice, just call me. I'll open the door. We got 500 pounds of ice. And we'll give you ice to go fishing if you want, but it's up to you.
I know Chief is working on getting some grants to improve the security cameras up there in Chambers Park, so it would be nice if there was one that was on that ball field area and the...
Yeah, right there in the snack stand area and the dugouts and stuff. Because we find, I hate to say bad stuff.
Yeah, no, we don't need to. I know where you're going with that.
Yeah, we found stuff in the dugout.
Yeah.
That's very dangerous to everybody.
Yeah.
But anyway, it's running smooth. We just want to get permission to be able to say, hey, you only played 2 games here. Why are you going to put that big, great big clay hill up on the field, without asking anybody? As far as I know, I'm the only one that's ever come up here to ask you guys if I can play ball.
I think they had reached out to us last spring for the one travel team to practice ball up there because they were having trouble getting in on Preston's fields.
And we had the gentleman.
And we asked you if it was okay, and they said, but we didn't know. I didn't know they were going to put a mound in. They're working on the other field, though.
Right.
That's still softball. That's different than baseball. No, this was a baseball group.
The girls practice up on the corner field.
Right, and those fellows were here earlier this year.
Them fields are starting to go down, too, because nobody's really...
The other field, Chris, they're going to start using supposedly in the spring.
Oh, I hope so.
The girls' softball field in Chambers Park.
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
Good.
They have come to us.
My daughter used to play, and my daughter and my son played, and they were, 9 and 10? Well, then they changed her home field from Fellowsburg to Cow Barn in Ridgely, and his was in Preston. Mm-hmm. I had 2 kids, and I only had 1 beer. So one of them had to sit out of ball. We didn't get to play ball.
Yeah, they're trying to bring games
when
back
I grew
up there.
They would tell you, I played ball behind the powerhouse, City League. We had a ball. We had tons of kids playing ball. Now you're going to see kids don't ride the bike no more with a ball, bat, and a glove. But maybe we can bring it back.
I think the tide is turning to come back and start playing up there.
We're not going to exceed no more than 8 teams. Because before, when we got up into 14, 15 teams, we really had a lot of problems. Because you just can't get it all in.
Right.
Because the wet season is starting in September all the way up to Christmas. That feels like it needs to be dug out. And they keep telling me, and I said, start digging. But we bought dirt before. Well, Bobby Mowry really donates a lot of time, too. Machines and dirt.
Right.
So, and his dad did too, Mr. Jim. And Miss Henry, he was a good man.
Yeah, we're happy to see you.
But other than that, I just need to know if we get permission to play in the spring, in the fall. That's 8 months out of the year.
Yeah, I'm okay with you guys. I love seeing the stuff being used, and I love having stuff that people can participate in.
This year.
I'm working on it.
Are you on the diet?
I'm working on it.
Are you guys okay with them using it both seasons? Yeah,
yes.
We're good with that.
Well, we appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Let us know what you need.
Okay.
Thank you. Thanks for taking care of it.
I'm going to sit back here with my mother so she don't get no more trouble.
Okay. Good luck with that. Anybody else? All right.
Somebody ready?
Oh, yep. Go ahead.
Back in June, I contacted Mayor and Council about the sidewalk damage, and you were going to get back to me about it. To find out if there was a date when that's going to get repaired.
Yeah, I forwarded that pictures to Steve, but I will write myself a note right now and do that right after the meeting, Steve.
All right, thank you. That's all I have.
Okay, thank you. Okay, next we have Mayor and Council action items.
Pardon me.
Oh, yep.
I don't know whether these ladies had anything to say or not.
No, I'd say online, maybe.
I'm Bart Johnson. I live at 106 Charlotte Avenue in Fellowsburg. I live here, I work here, I pay taxes here. Hobby Fair, Fellowsburg Community Hobby Fair, it's August the 28th, and we haven't had it for a couple years. Typically, it's been held in April, the last Saturday in April, but we've decided to have it the last Saturday in August. And it's going to be at the museum this year. That would be at the Fellowsburg Area Heritage Museum. And the hobby fair runs from 10 until 2. We're always looking for people that have hobbies and collections. So if anybody has a hobby or collection they'd like to exhibit, my home phone number or my cell number is 443-786-4086. And I notice Christy is over there writing it down, hopefully. And hopefully the town would put it on their web page, a Facebook page. I know it's on the marquee out front. Again, no charge to visit or participate. And I have a neighbor who's a shut-in, and he asked if I could ask if there are any programs around, such as Meals on Wheels, that will deliver to shut-ins like himself. And he realizes that a program like that, he would be paying or could pay. I don't know whether there are any programs like that, and maybe the mayor and council would have a comment about that.
I saw a van pulling into the apartments on East Central. Had something about Food on Wheels on the side. I don't know what it was, or if it was something to do with Caroline County Public Schools for the kids, or what. But I just saw it the other week for the first time, and I wasn't sure what that was.
So, I would suggest you call the senior center and check with them. They would probably have first-hand knowledge.
Good idea, yeah.
On Tuesday or Thursday.
Right.
St. Martin's Barn.
St. Martin's Barn.
And originally, they bring me and my wife food every second Tuesday. And the guy delivers it, sits on the porch stuff.
Okay.
Canned goods, so
yeah.
Chicken nuggets, I mean, all kinds of good stuff.
Right.
I have a ball going through the box.
Yeah. Well, I guess I know at one time there was Meals on Wheels, because I know my dad at one time, he got Meals on Wheels. And I think maybe because of COVID, they have discontinued, and I'm not sure. So anyway, I'll check on these two items. And I had a question. Trash.
Yeah.
Is the trash truck coming tomorrow?
No.
No.
Thursday and Friday.
Pardon?
Thursday and Friday.
Thursday and Friday. So you've got a private contractor?
For this week.
For this week.
So the guys that came Sunday were our town guys that worked on Sunday to pick up trash because there was an issue with the contractor because people put stuff in their trash cans they shouldn't be putting in there.
I usually check them apartment.
We know the residents that are violating the trash, but so it's Thursday and Friday this week because we had to use the contractor again.
But bulk pickup is tomorrow.
Okay, tomorrow? Trash pickup.
Bulk pickup is tomorrow.
Right, gotcha.
The extra stuff, yeah.
Thank you.
Bart, do you have a flyer for the hobby fair that you can send us to post on Facebook?
I'll get it to Christy.
Okay, that would be great. We can post it on Facebook for you.
Thank you.
And we'll share it. Awesome. Thank you.
Sure.
Okay, next we have Mayor and Council Action Items. Councilman Windsor.
Oh, I was down taking a walk at the marina, and I noticed that box that they had the books in was gone. Does any of you guys know that?
So, a couple weeks ago when I walked, it was down, and I don't know I don't know if somebody hit it and snapped the pole because somebody also hit the walking. So there's that, like, jump, run, play, all those different parks and rec signs.
Right.
Somebody hit one, the other one, that's on the front of the circle. So somebody might have hit it and broke the post. And that might be, yep.
The door was yanked off and the box itself was damaged.
There you go. Okay, thank you. I noticed it was missing the one. It was down, and then I didn't know that somebody came and cleaned it up, and
who
I didn't know if they're missing
it. Who sponsors that little library?
The Girl Scouts put it up. It was a project kind of like an Eagle Scout thing, but it was for Girl Scouts. I don't remember.
Do we still have Girl Scouts? I mean, I haven't seen. I mean, I've seen the Frontier Girls, but I haven't seen any of the Girl Scouts activity. Okay.
And I was up checking out the log cabin to see how things were. And Larry, can you please get somebody to move that trash can closer? I picked up the trash while I was up there, but it was trash all. I'm not saying people are going to use it, but at least I'd like to give them an opportunity to use it.
The little trash can?
Yeah, it's 100 feet from the picnic tables. And then the last meeting we had, the lady was complaining about a big pothole in Brooklyn. I went up there, I could not find it. So I don't know what.
So maybe they were referring to the whole road being the pothole.
No, I won't say it's not.
Up here, right? Because it's just terrible. It just tears your car right up. Every time I get my car lined it up, it knocks it out of line.
For the entire road, but not the one pothole. Yeah, we know the road. Yeah, we know the road is one of the ones that needs to be repaired.
That's it. Thank you.
Okay. Okay, if you guys find the big pothole.
Oh, you know what? You got the one coming out from the apartment complex. It is a hole. It's not a big, it's a hole.
Okay.
It's unlevel, so when you do a bump right into it, so it's right coming out from
NFA. Okay, so it's like a dip, not a,
okay.
Maybe that's what they were referring to.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. I would like y'all just to come back down and walk through that just to see it. I didn't see it. All I seen the guy in the white truck. He'll come out every morning at 7 o'clock. I'll be up. He's looking at me and I'm looking at him.
Probably wait for you to call him in for breakfast.
Sign. First sign to get to sleep.
That's a good plan. Is that it, Ed?
Yes, ma'am.
Councilman Sewell?
I wanted to publicly thank Public Works for their effort this week getting the trash collected. I know the trash is a mess, but our guys really did go above and beyond to get all the trash collected, even if it took to Sunday. So I wanted to acknowledge them. And the other little thing I have is if you have any student athletes in your circle, let them know that Chop Tank Health is doing sports physicals tomorrow at Colonel from 8 to 3. So.
Can we post that online? Can we post that online?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Is that it?
Yep. That was all I had.
What was the time? I'm sorry.
8 to 3.
8 to 3, yep.
Thank you.
Maybe I should do more for softball.
You might need to call your doctor for that one.
Councilman Phillips?
Nothing at this time.
Councilman Marine?
Just take a ride down Academy Avenue, check out all the storm drains, and just see how nasty they look with all the grass clippings and whatever else. It's a mess. And we're supposed to get rain Wednesday. So.
And I saw Larry did post that again on Facebook, not to put your clippings in the...
In the street.
In the street.
Some people are a little slow learning.
Is that it?
Yep.
Okay.
You're off lucky.
Thank you. I would also like to thank Public Works for stepping up and collecting trash on Sunday, but I also would like to thank them for, they've been cleaning up a lot around the marina. They have cleaned the entire pathway up the walking path to the walking bridge, and it looks wonderful. It's nice and clean. All the weeds are gone. They did a great job with that. Trash at the marina, I don't even know where to start. I mean, we can put cans out and people just choose not to use them. I pick up trash every morning when I walk the dogs. I'd like to try one more can down there, like in the parking lot where the boats are. Obviously, walking over to the basketball court is too much of a walk to put the trash in the trash can. So they just like take it out of their truck or whatever and put it in the walkway. And maybe we could post a sign about please put your trash in the proper receptacle. I don't know, but... there's quite a few of us that pick up trash down at the marina when we walk. And then, do we do anything with the Parks and Rec Committee? Larry, have we gotten anywhere with that so we can get Sue some information?
Yeah, still trying to reconcile calendars.
Okay.
And this is all in expectation of being ready by the 25th.
Okay.
It was with Sue Simmons.
Right, okay.
For another playground and park improvement grant.
Okay.
So that could take care of ball fields, dugouts, lighting, signage, a number of things around Chambers and Winter Park.
Okay. And then I had a conversation with one of the guys from Public Works. We were talking about the exercise equipment. They did start putting some of the stuff together. We need a list of what actually we've received, and then try to figure out where it can go. I thought of some places, but then I don't know what we have to try to figure out where it should go. So that would probably be a good start for some of that. And somebody had asked about the volleyball net. I will check with Public Works on where it is with that. I understand last year there was some sand fleas down there, so I guess they had to spray for the sand fleas.
Yeah, so we do not have a net in stock. Public Works is picking up a net, but the sand fleas were the notable issue with the sand volleyball court.
Okay. All right, so we're picking up a net to get that up there. And that was all I had.
Oh, Mayor.
Yep.
Can we disclose, we get back to the trash can, can we disclose what it's costing us in tipping fees with these trash cans?
Oh, I would like to do that, because I think people don't understand. What I did share, the one post, was that if people would recycle and not put what they're not supposed to in the, you know, bins, then they're costing us, the town and taxpayers, money, because they're illegally dumping stuff in trash can.
Correct, and the contract collector has provided, I haven't double checked his math, he's provided an estimate based on what the annual tipping fee would be if all the trash, and I believe I forwarded to Council Mayor his email about heavy trash,
mm-hmm.
if that collection from 2 days ago was normal for every other week around here, it by his math, it adds substantially to the tipping fee. Now, I haven't double checked his math, and I think I need the data from Public Works about, you know, what the tonnage actually is. But obviously, cinder blocks, concrete, and wood in trash bags weigh more than household trash does.
Wouldn't there something in the tune of $24,000?
Yeah, it's in excess of $20,000. I haven't double-checked the math, though, but $20,000 plus sounds about right. Just quick math.
Yeah, I've seen some trash cans, so.
In case anyone doesn't realize this, you know, our town Public Works picks up the trash and then physically takes it to the dump. So that's where the tipping fees come in.
So they weigh the truck going in, whatever the difference is off the truck, that's what we have to pay for what we dump at the dump. So when people throw glass and wood and concrete and all that stuff in the trash, we're paying those fees for that dumping.
Right, and it's spread out amongst all of us.
Right. Okay, so maybe check the math, and we can do a little public campaign of being a good neighbor in Federalsburg and what you should do and not do. Anybody have anything else? All right, if not, we will take a motion to adjourn.
Make a motion to adjourn.
I'll second it.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? Motion passes. Thank you very much. Thank you all for coming.
Bye.
Thank you.
Night. Bye.